crash reported in the North Bay. Everything on the side of the road now, North 101, right after the Roanoke Park Expressway. Also in the North Bay, Oakville Grade at Highway 29, a vehicle in the right lane of traffic after a crash. Somebody hurt in that one. Oakville Grade at Highway 29. Crews still working on making repairs after 30 feet of fencing torn down. East 80 at Air Base Parkway off-ramp after a car flipped over several times there. KGO traffic brought to you this morning by the new 2005 Ford Explorer, the best-selling SUV in America, 13 years running, and now its advanced track system comes standard with new roll stability control. Adventure just got a lot more sure-footed. KGO weather forecast, a Thanksgiving filled with clouds and a slight chance of rain in the holiday forecast. Highs today expected in the 50s and the 60s around the Bay Area. Right now, Santa Rosa, foggy, 48 degrees, 45 in San Jose, and 52 in San Francisco. Kim McAllister, KGO Radio News.
KGO News Talk 810.
And good morning to get a very Tanya Farrow with the fourth and final hour of the early show here on Thanksgiving morning. It is poetry time here on KGO, and we've had 3 hours of wonderful poetry and wonderful expressions, to say the least. And this is the last hour, so those of you who have a poem that you've enjoyed and would like to share with the rest of us, by all means, grab a line if you can. There's one line open on the board now at 8080810. And share it. Love to hear from you. Every time I do one of these, I always say, now I have to remember to do this more often, even though we do it about every 3 or 4 months. It's been a while since I've done the last Poetry Night. But I really always enjoy it very much, and I know that many of you do as well. So let's get to Jeb, Bobby, Rick, Jennifer, Anita, Gary, and starting with Susan. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hi, Ray. This is Susan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Gee, I wanted to thank you for all you did trying to get Kerry elected.
Oh, yes.
I was with you all the way, and I'm still depressed.
Well.
But my mother passed away on July 21st, and these two little poems came to me in the middle of the night. I may have been listening to you, I don't know, but here they are. This first one is called Susan's Dream Last Night, and it goes like this. I had a dream of dreams last night. I saw you in your riding clothes and in your Neiman hats. Then on the edge of my bed you sat, adorned in I-Magnon wraps. Your powders, rouges, and lipsticks, too, parade my makeup bar. Because you see, my mother dear, I dreamt of you the way you are.
My goodness.
You can just imagine what she loved to do.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, having a lovely vagabond for a daughter, I mean, you have to do something.
This little second one came also, and you can just imagine what she loved to do all her life. She was a third-generation San Franciscan. This one's called A Mother's Question. You could pick horses and dance until dawn, beat me at tennis and talk all night long, then rise out of nowhere for coffee at 5. Neiman's is waiting. Shall I drive?
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much, and have a great Thanksgiving. Absolutely. Back with more here in a moment. And Ray Taliaferro here on Poetry Night on KGO, bringing in Thanksgiving for the year 2004. Happy to have you aboard. Boy, Duke Ellington had a lot of beautiful pieces. And that one, of course, is called A Prelude to a Kiss. My goodness. That's really one of the prettiest ones. No question about it. Let me continue and go to Gary in Oregon. You're on KGO, Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Thank you for being a great voice in the night.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, anyway, I want to tell you this poem written by a guy who died in 1971. His name was Lance LaNeve. And I recall him back in about 1950. He had a grocery store on the coast of Oregon and had a big sign up above the door, "No Japs Allowed." But anyway, here's the poem. It's entitled My Dog.
Mm-hmm.
"Reverse my name, dear master, and you have the name of God, who created both you and me and placed us on this sod. He gave you hands to work with and an inventive genius too, but to me he gave just four legs so that I may follow you. What care I if you're rich or poor, what type of man you be, a crook, a thief, a vagabond, of which you just mentioned? Why, it's all the same to me. For you know, dear master, that my love is divine, and I give my life for you right now or any time."
Very good.
That is my favorite poem. Ray, thank you for being you, buddy.
Well, thank you, and thank you very...
By the way,
yes.
Let me tell you something. I mailed you something a couple of years ago. It was about Pat Robertson, and it was when he's on a troop ship going to Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he got off the troop ship in Japan and became a liquor store operator over there.
I see.
I'm not kidding.
Well, God moves in mysterious ways. What can we say? Listen, thank you very, very much. It's really, it's always good to have wonderful people participating, to say the least. Let's go to Anita in San Jose. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, I'm doing fine. How are you today?
Oh, really great.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Yes, okay. Well, my poem is about November. This tells the general month about November, and I wrote this in a writing group from an exercise.
Okay.
And the title is November.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is over. No more tricks. No more treats. Maybe treats, but no more tricks. It is time to give. Give to our families, friends, and to the less fortunate. It is time to wrap up the year with love and spirits in the air. Staying indoors becomes a necessity instead of an option. Rain and cold makes us dress warm instead of revealing our bodies to attract or distract others. The early darkness makes us plan better because we have less daylight. We get up earlier to do our work and day activities. We travel more in groups for our safety and are more open to strangers. We are more relaxed, for we have made another year with our jobs, money, and our wants and needs intact. We hope for next year better jobs, better benefits, and better pay. We hope for the best in our hearts and minds to reap the full benefits we sowed and worked hard for. Happy November.
Well, happy November to you, and with December right around the corner, happy holidays to you. I have a line open on the board at 8080810, and we'll continue with Jennifer, Rick, Bobby, Jeb, Richard, Zorrell, and others. And Ray Taliaferro here, and let me continue with the greatest poets in the country. And let's go to Jennifer. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to read a poem written by W.S. Merwin in 1988, and it's still significant in the contemporary scene. It's entitled simply, Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, with the night falling, we are saying thank you. We are stopping on the bridges to bow from the railings. We are running out of the glass rooms with our mouths full of food to look at the sky and say thank you. We are standing by the water, thanking it, standing by the windows, looking out in different directions. Back from a series of hospitals, back from a mugging. After funerals, we are saying thank you. After the news of the dead, whether or not we knew them, we are saying thank you. Looking up from tables, we are saying thank you. In a country up to its chin in shame, living in the stench it has chosen, we are saying thank you. Over telephones, we are saying thank you. In doorways and in the backs of cars and in elevators, remembering wars and the police at the door and the beatings on the stairs, we are saying thank you. In the banks that use us, we are saying thank you. With the crooks in office, with the rich and fashionable unchanged, we go on saying thank you, thank you. With the animals dying around us, our lost feelings, we are saying thank you. With the forests falling faster than the minutes of our lives, we are saying thank you. With the words going out like cells of a brain, with the cities growing over us like the earth, we are saying thank you faster and faster. With nobody listening, we are saying thank you. We are saying thank you and waving, dark though it is.
Boy, that's wonderful.
Isn't that a great poem?
Oh, that's really great. Do you read a lot of poetry?
Yes, when I can.
yeah, me too. And this is one way to just sit back and hear poems that a lot of people enjoy. That's a great one.
You've got good programs.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a good Thanksgiving, and thank you. Boy, thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody should have written. Well, I'm sure they have. Now that I think about it, lots of thank yous in poetry and in music. Thank you. Well, thank you. And let's go to Rick in Reno. You're on KGO Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ray.
Well, thank you very much. Same to you.
This is by the great Paris. It's called What Would You Do? I see a message from the government, like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They warning me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying this scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth soldier spitting. I say committed, give a to die or lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil's state mind control and all about the body for your battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS, and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never think to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stolen votes to control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting in every city. What would you do if you knew all of the things we know? Would you stand up for truth or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away? Now ask yourself, who's the one with the most to gain? 4/9/11, mother, because couldn't stand his name. Now even Negroes waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Because America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is make an enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seemed we're forgetting. But I remembered 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets holler jail to the thief. Follow waving flags burning. These dragons to the knees. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicides, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we knew them. while Ben Ashcroft take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major. What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth, or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away? So now you're asking why my records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers, mother, a blingin'. Mine eyes seen the glory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying, peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devil that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lives mean shit to killers? Negro, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terrorists, rather less approval rate than slumping. So I'm going to say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part or had a hand in. Just a way to keep you scared so they think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Negroes talking loud, but they ain't nobody saying shh. And with the Fourth Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the fifth each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profile, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major. What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth, or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong, or would you turn and walk away?
I greatly appreciate your expression. Thank you very, very much. Here's a line open on the board for poets at 8080810. And I'll continue in a moment, but first let's go to Kim McAllister with an update on the news.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Ray. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The British soldiers in central Iraq have carried out a series of raids on villages thought to harbor insurgents. They have so far arrested 50 people and recovered weapons, money, and videotapes. Homes belonging to Saddam Hussein loyalists were targeted there. U.S. Marine troops and Iraqi troops working in Fallujah have reportedly come across a huge find, a giant weapons cache discovered in a mosque, including apparently enough ammunition to have mounted an insurgency across Iraq. For the fourth night, thousands of protesters in the Ukraine demonstrated against what they call a rigged presidential election. Secretary of State Colin Powell has also rejected the results. Along with the European Union, he is calling for an investigation. Investigators in Wisconsin re-examining the murder of a deer hunter 3 years ago. A man was shot to death in 2001, about 80 miles from where six hunters were killed last weekend. There are reports Chai Vang, the suspect in last weekend's shooting, owned a pickup truck that could have matched the description of one seen near the place where the other man's body was found. Well, millions of people are expected to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City this morning, either in person or on TV. The event will feature 27 floats, 10 marching bands, 35 groups of clowns, 15 huge balloons, but officials are watching the weather, which could bring rain and wind. If wind gusts to more than 34 miles an hour, some of the biggest balloons won't be permitted to fly. Holiday parades are also scheduled for Detroit, Philadelphia, and Houston, and NFL football is on the holiday menu with the Indianapolis Colts playing the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Let's move to the markets. The KGO Bloomberg World Market Report on this holiday. We go to Eric Coleman. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Kim, and more numbers for you. The dollar's traded below 132 against the euro for the first time and dropped to a 4.5-year low against the yen. Investment banks UBS, JP Morgan Chase, and Merrill Lynch have lowered their outlooks for the dollar on expectations central banks will not act to halt its decline. The three firms account for about a fifth of global foreign exchange trading. The dollar's at 132.20 against the euro, and gold rose above $450 an ounce for the first time in 16 years on the weaker dollar. Gary Dugan of Barclays Private Clients says the dollar's drop is a problem for the world economy.
It's transferring growth back into the U.S. when it's actually the rest of the world that needs the growth in order to soak up U.S. exports. This is something quite damaging to the near term, and that's the reason why we reduced our weighting in equity last week.
Business confidence in Germany fell to the lowest in more than a year in November. Sentiment in Europe's biggest economy weakened as the euros climbed to a record, threatened exports, and unemployment rose to a five-year high. Stocks in Europe are gaining, paced by steelmakers including Arcelor and energy companies such as BP. That's on optimism about rising demand for commodities. I'm Eric Coleman, and that's a Bloomberg World Market Report for KGO Radio News.
Eric, thank you. Let's take a look at traffic. First, a reminder. The CHP carrying out a maximum enforcement period started last night, and it goes until late Sunday, and they are going to be looking out for people driving recklessly or under the influence. Having said that, boy, has it been a very rough night on the roadways. Of course, a lot more people on the roadways than a normal overnight, but we'll start with an accident. This one reported in Napa, Oakville Grade at Highway 29. A car on the side of the road. The tow trucks are still working there. Stall, San Mateo Bridge, the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, rather, West 580, right at the midspan. A broken down car in the right lane of traffic. Looks like somebody ran out of gas. West 580 at the midspan. And a deer down in the left lane. Highway 17 at Redwood Estates Road. The CHP not indicating which direction. An earlier accident, North 101 at the Rohnert Park Express. Way, the tow trucks still working on the side of the roadway there. KGO traffic brought to you by the Bay Area's WB20 Cable 13. Got a cell phone? Then you can win $50,000 or a widescreen HDTV when you watch King of the Hill weeknights from 7 to 8 on the Bay Area's WB20 Cable 13. Your KGO weather forecast, a cloudy Thanksgiving with a chance of rain in the forecast for today. Highs in the 50s and 60s around the Bay Area. Right now, it is pretty foggy in Santa Rosa, 47 degrees, a cloudy 48 in San Jose, 43 in Livermore, San Francisco, 53. Kim McAllister, KGO Radio News.
And Ray Taliaferro, button in here, the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Wonderful way to get Thanksgiving started. A way to be well informed on Thanksgiving is, of course, to pay attention to the ABC 7 News at 5 o'clock. And anchoring that wonderful newscast is the magnificent, the handsome, the articulate, the
You know, he couldn't make it today, so I'm, I'm working for him.
I just turned around to see it. Oh, Eric, it's you again.
Oh, yeah. He just, you know, he's on vacation, so here I am.
Yeah.
Elizabeth is here with me today, and these are some of the stories we're working on that you'll see in about 19 minutes or so. We'll take you live to a Glide Memorial Church, where, of course, the annual Thanksgiving Day dinner for the homeless is being prepared. But it was a very close call this year. It took a big 11th-hour donation to make things right. Tell you more about that. We're also going to take you live to New York, where the preparations are underway for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. 59 balloons, 27 floats, 10 marching bands. The big feature this year, SpongeBob SquarePants. All the kids know about that. We'll show you if the weather is cooperating there. And we're also, speaking of weather, going to show you what happened in Michigan when a passenger jet tried to land in snowy weather. Tense moments for 91 people on board when the plane slid off the runway. And a question for you, Mr. Taliaferro.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you know how many calories the average American will consume with just Thanksgiving dinner today?
Oh, wow. Well, let me ask the expert. Dr. Thomas, how many calories?
The average person will do 2,000. Where I come from, that's the appetizer.
Yeah,
if you work really hard, you can get over 3,000 calories with that one meal today. And we'll share with you some tips from nutritionists about how to avoid, you know, the bad stuff that goes along with consuming 3,000 calories at one meal.
But you're not going to take my sweet potato pie away from me, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. I would never do that.
Yeah.
I would never. Sweet potato pie? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wars have been fought over sweet potato pie. No.
Indeed they have. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Thomas and the entire ABC 7 News team at 5 o'clock on Channel 7. Now, let me continue with your fine works of art here. Poetry on Poetry Night on KGO. Let's go to Bobby in Pinole. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. A pox on anyone who is responsible for trying to lock down all of the beautiful minds this country has and is producing.
Whoa.
And to your wonderful audience worldwide,
mm-hmm.
Never let anyone anywhere stifle your thoughts and your ideas. We need every one of them.
Well, I should say.
Now, I have a poem. Well, it's not really a poem. It's just I have something. And it was written by the Countess, and it's called The Con Game. So many times I have seen people who have reached out and tried to touch truth, only to be seduced by false promises of their own greatness and their own everlasting superiority. If only they would bow down and praise the vipers who hold them spellbound with their lies. How is it possible that a child can discern between what is true and what is not until they outgrow the ability to think for themselves and are sweet-talked by grown-ups with agendas of their own to destroy and kill the human spirit and any thought of one world? What is the worst con game ever perpetrated on humanity? What is the most dehumanizing con game ever invented by evil minds, then dished out and served at the table of the human family to hold them by fear and keep them in ignorance of their own innate humanity? What a web of death and destruction we weave when first we practice to deceive with our silence, which allows the con game to continue ad infinitum. What is the most astounding is that we all this time, all these years, all these eons, since the first con man played the first con game on the first man, no one has ever figured it out. Because no one has screamed at the top of their lungs, "That's a lie, lie, liar." So we live with the biggest con game ever played on mankind. The race card. Bye.
Okay, and a happy Thanksgiving to you. And let's go to Richard. You're on KGO at Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Yes.
I got a little thing here. I kind of scribbled it down, so if I don't read it right. This is called, this is Legal Beagle County Star. Democrats wonder where you are. With Larry Cheney, Curly Collin, and Mo Bush in the hood. They need nailing right now for the country's good. Legal Beagle, Kenny Starr. Take them to the same hell where you are.
Whoa, okay. Well, thank you very much. My goodness. Let's go to Zorro in Rancho Mirage. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ray. I wrote this poem on Saturday, November 20th. It would have been my friend Bobby Kennedy's 79th birthday. And I wrote it to celebrate his birthday. And as I wrote it, I was thinking of you, because if I were the president, you'd be my Secretary of State to carry out the Food and Medicine for Peace program. And I'd give you a little gold bayonet so you'd make sure that those Army and Marines were loading all the food and medicine on the planes to go to Africa. And if they weren't going fast enough, you could poke them in the ass and say, you know, you loaded bombs and bullets faster than this. Come on, there's people starving and dying over there. Well, anyway, Ray, I wrote this poem, and I hope that you get a chuckle out of this after this long night. It's called Condoleezza Rice. They claim she's going to run for president in 2008. Well, Condoleezza, how would you like to run against me? Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice, you ain't very nice. Condoleezza Rice, you screwed us like a vice. Your heart is cold as ice. Condoleezza Rice, you ain't very nice. Condoleezza Rice, do you see the dentist once or twice? Is he drilling for oil between those upper pearls? Or do you want to be just one of the girls? Flashing a dazzling smile and dangling an intelligent brain, while pulling the plug on morality and letting it all go down the drain. Your Nazi-helmeted young bloods have all perished in vain. Condoleezza Rice, I think you're insane. Like Goring and Goebbels and Hitler and Himmler, like Strangelove, Dr. Kissinger, before your day, you are twisted in a frenzied, drug-induced kind of way, Condoleezza Rice. You ain't very nice. You're no sugar and spice. You're the snake eyes on the dice. Condoleezza Rice, your name is on Chevron Supertanker. You sit highly paid on their board. You worship at the Temple of Oil, and greedy avarice is your lord, Condoleezza Rice. You ain't very nice. You don't have to run for president. You can just be installed in the line of succession to oversee the detention camps and deal with the greatest depression. Condoleezza Rice, you ain't very nice. Condoleezza Rice, you screwed us like a vice. Your heart is cold as ice. Condoleezza Rice, you ain't very nice.
I greatly appreciate your expression. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And Ray Taliaferro here on KGO on Poetry Night. And let me continue and go to Steve in Pismo Beach. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hey, Ray.
Yes.
I got two songs here. They kind of discuss the Republicans and war. First one I wrote back when Bush 1 was running for president. That's about Dan Quayle. George Herbert Walker Bush was VP for years at numbered 8. Republicans for president did him nominate to act presidential, a decision he would make to balance out his ticket and pick a running mate. There was too much bad blood between Bush and Senator Dole, and Jack Kemp didn't have the stuff it takes to make a ticket whole. So born in the middle of a century from the middle of our nation, James Danforth Quayle became the choice to our trepidation. Does he look like Robert Redford or more like Patsy Jack? Raised on wealth and privilege, a preppy spoiled brat. He didn't go to Harvard. He didn't go to Yale. He's Hoosier educated. He's the Wabash County Quayle. He talked his way into law school. No rules he broke, not he. He talked his way into office, got sent to Washington, D.C. In the Senate and the Congress, this young one fanned the fight against the Democratic liberals, a perfect Reaganite. He advocated spending the dollars and the cents, not on social welfare, but only on defense. That didn't take too long before the question had its time. Where was Danny Quayle in 1969? While bombs were dropped and war was fought from Saigon to Hanoi, he defended Indiana from Ohio to Illinois, from Evansville to Elkhart, Fort Wayne to Terre Haute. This is where J. Danforth's Vietnam was fought. No, he didn't skip to Canada, but that is not the charge. He didn't burn the U.S. flag or his very own draft card, but he found a way from combat. For him, it wasn't hard. He asked a friend of Daddy about the National Guard. So is this J. Danforth a hawk so through and through when he votes for MX missiles, bombers, B-1 and B-2? But when there was a war, he said, good luck, boys, at Yen Bien Phu. I'll be guarding Valparaiso, keeping watch on Tippy Canoe.
And with that, I have to say good morning to you. It's all the time I have for Poetry Night. Well, I certainly want to thank all of you for having called over the last 4 hours. Poetry Night. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to get any holiday season started, and it certainly is a great way to get this one started. When one thinks in terms of great expressions, you certainly hear them right here for 4 full hours whenever we call for a poetry night. So we'll have another one, and I want all of you to have a great Thanksgiving, to be sure. And speaking of pure, sheer poetry.
Wow.
Well, wait for your introduction, Jennifer. My goodness.
Well, I'm all excited.
Yeah. Go right ahead, Miss Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry, Ray. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah, same to you.
Coming up, we have a lot on the KGO Morning News, including a former lawyer at a prominent Silicon Valley firm has been sentenced to 4 months in county jail in connection with an affair that he had with a 16-year-old Milpitas girl he met on the Internet. We will have that story for you. And a U.S. Forest Service firefighter is facing arson charges in connection with 3 fires in the Las Padres National Forest this year. Also, there has been another sentencing, or another ruling, I should say, in the San Francisco Fajita Gate trial. And we are going to talk about all your turkey disasters, good times, bad times, the whole nine yards. It's a big Thanksgiving fest coming up.
Oh, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for the KGO Morning News. Stay tuned for the Ron Owens Epic following the news. And a great thank you to all of you who participated in Poetry Night. A special thank you to Catherine Holland. Make it a great Thanksgiving, and I won't be back until Monday morning at 1 a.m. Join me then.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The giant balloons being inflated overnight for the 78th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which kicks off an hour from now in New York City. But might there be a problem with gusty winds today? Let's go live to ABC's Aaron Katursky on the parade route this morning. Aaron?
Doug, the forecast calls for gusty winds, which could keep the balloons grounded. But so far, it's calm and mild. The police will be watching for that threshold, 23-mile-an-hour sustained winds or 34-mile-per-hour gusts. But an hour from now, Tom Turkey, Broadway performers, and scores of clowns are going to step off for this 78th annual parade. There are 15 giant balloons, and at 38 feet wide, SpongeBob is wearing some pretty big square pants, Doug.
Aaron, word just in. High winds have forced the cancellation of the big balloons in the Philadelphia Thanksgiving Day parade today. A million millions of us enjoy Thanksgiving dinner later on. U.S. troops in Iraq marking the holiday. ABC's Bill Blakemore at a hospital in the Green Zone in Baghdad.
The mood was kind of upbeat. People were happy. There was music playing. A number of the American military servicemen were dressed up in Thanksgiving costumes, and some of the servicemen and women were dressed up as Indians and pilgrims. It was a happy mood, and so far it looks like they're having a peaceful Thanksgiving in the Green Zone.
ABC's Bill Blakemore in Baghdad today. Besides parades and turkeys, Thanksgiving Day also means football. Couple of NFL games today. A warning from the league. Here live, ABC's Jim Hickey.
Doug, the warning can be boiled down to two words. Play nice.
Now Artest has jumped over the score.
After that big basket brawl between fans and players in Detroit this week, National Football League Commissioner Paul Tagliabue reportedly sent a memo to NFL teams reminding them about the rules on conduct and player-fan interaction. The New York Times reports an NFL official said that fight during the Pacers-Pistons game did cause the Football League to pause. Doug?
You're listening to ABC News.
Get to your local AutoZone store today and help AutoZone say thanks this holiday season to those serving in America's armed forces. AutoZone, with the help of the USO, has just established the AutoZone Yellow Ribbon Fund to support our military and their families worldwide. Stop by your local AutoZone store before December 24th and make a donation in-store of any amount to the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The contributions will fund USO programs and services to benefit our troops worldwide. Get in the zone, AutoZone, right now and say thanks to those who've answered our country's call to serve.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-521-0200.
Northwest Airlines jet landing in Lansing, Michigan from Detroit slid off a snow-slicking runway. 91 on board, nobody hurt. United Airlines asking a bankruptcy court to terminate its union contracts if the airline cannot get another $725 million in savings from its employees, hearing scheduled in January. John Hinckley, man who tried to assassinate President Reagan back in 81, went to court to try to be allowed to leave a mental hospital in D.C. for 4 days at a time, unsupervised. Judge's decision? No, said he's not ready. Chicago former waitress at a Hooters restaurant awarded $275,000 in a lawsuit over peepholes in a dressing room. Woman also claimed she had been sexually harassed by managers who touched her inappropriately and asked her out on dates. Always hearing about the busiest shopping day of the year being tomorrow, the day after Thanksgiving, but would you believe a number of stores are open today? Reporter Jim Forsythe.
More and more stores are open on Thanksgiving. Kariaki Lucas of the discounter Big Lots says there's no sense in waiting until the day after Thanksgiving.
A lot of customers evidently like to get some of their shopping done early.
With football on the agenda, many woman-oriented stores do a good business Thanksgiving afternoon, according to Jeannie James of the home decorating chain Garden Ridge.
Our customer, she will be there with her family.
As many as one in three Americans will punch a time clock this Thanksgiving Day. Jim Forsythe, ABC News, San Antonio.
National Retail Federation predicts a so-so holiday season for the stores this year. This is ABC News.
Thank you. My name is John. Happy Thanksgiving to one and all. Thank you for joining us on this Thanksgiving Day. The KGO Morning News for Ed Baxter. I'm John Bristow.
And I'm Jennifer Jones. Here's what's coming up.
I'm R.J. Perelman in San Francisco. Another verdict in the Fajitagate case means yet another trial for one of the cops involved.
A U.S. Forest Service firefighter is facing arson charges and...
Thanksgiving travel, a pleasant holiday flying experience, even if you did everything wrong.
I actually had a Swiss Army knife in my purse.
Ooh, don't want to do that. And Joni Jameson is in the KGO Traffic Center this
morning.
And
we've got two crashes, unfortunately, starting out the morning. One is a new one northbound 101 at Atherton and Marin, and westbound 24 right after the Caldecott Tunnel. We've got someone there overturned. That and all the Bay Area's Thanksgiving morning traffic information every 10 minutes on the 8th.
All righty. And a little bit later this half hour, we'll be going live to Iraq, Baghdad, in fact, and talking to an ABC correspondent about the Thanksgiving celebration for the troops serving overseas. KGO News Time is 5:05.
Another verdict in the so-called Fajitagate case, but it is not over yet. KGO's R.J. Perelman is live and has the results and a look at what's ahead for a former San Francisco police officer and one still on the force.
It's the second verdict in 2 days in the Fajitagate case, brought in the wake of a fight on Union Street in November a couple of years ago between three then off-duty cops and two men, allegedly over a bag of steak fajitas. A jury yesterday finding rookie officer Matt Tonsing not guilty of felony battery. Tonsing's attorney, Freya Horn, telling ABC 7.
Needless to say, I'm very pleased. And this was an incredibly intelligent and very hardworking jury.
A jury that deliberated long and hard indeed, but deadlocked on felony assault and misdemeanor battery charges, prompting a mistrial on those.
I felt something did happen. I felt that the evidence given to me wasn't enough to tell me who did what.
Prosecutors say they will retry Tonsing on the remaining charges. Former officer David Lee was cleared of all charges earlier this week. Former cop Alex Fagan Jr. will go on trial in January in Sacramento. Reporting live in San Francisco, I'm R.J. Perelman, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, R.J. It's 5:06 now at KGO. A U.S. Forest Service firefighter is facing arson charges in connection with three fires in the Las Padres National Forest earlier this year. Craig Underwood pleaded innocent during his arraignment yesterday in San Jose. He faces 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted. A former lawyer at a prominent Silicon Valley law firm was sentenced to 4 months in county jail in connection with an affair with a 16-year-old Milpitas girl he met in an internet chat room. Jason Borovic had pleaded no contest to